Are you still reading Elmo's ABCs before you go to bed? Or have you outgrown it? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. So what's your favorite TV show? Maybe it's Paw Patrol with Chase and Skye and Marshall. Or you know the book series, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie? I mean, that got turned into a pretty great show too. You probably watch them every day, right? Well, okay, obviously I'm kidding. You're not a little kid anymore. You've moved on to different shows and different kinds of entertainment. You're like a whole new person, almost, than when you were 5 or 6. And you have new things that you like or don't like. And that's a little similar, sort of, to what happens when you become a Christian. And we'll read about it with today's devotion, New Skin by A.W. Smith. Have you ever seen a lizard shed their skin? Chameleons, for example, shed their skin whenever they get too big for it. Unlike humans, their skin doesn't grow with them. So when they get too big, they need to shed their smaller, ill-fitting skin and grow new skin. As Christians, we're called to shed our old sinful habits. Things like lying, cheating, and gossiping no longer fit us because Jesus has saved us from sin and given us a new life. Just like a chameleon puts on new skin, we need to put on new godly characteristics that fit who we are as God's children. Things like kindness, patience, and humility. The Bible tells us that Christians take off the old self and put on the new self, the person Jesus has created us to be. And the only way to do this is through the Holy Spirit. Once we put our trust in Jesus, believing in his death and resurrection, the Holy Spirit lives in us, helping us turn away from sin and live in God's good ways instead. We can be confident that Jesus has given us new life once we trust him as our Savior. Then we can celebrate that he has made us new people. That means our old sinful ways no longer fit who we are, because he has freed us from sin and given us his Spirit. It's time to shed those old sinful habits by seeing ourselves as new people, dead to sin and alive in the Holy Spirit because of what Jesus has done for us. We can read about that in Romans 6:11. Then, others can see the new people Jesus has created us to be, people who are like him, filled with his kindness and love. So, what does this story make you think of? If you know Jesus, how have you seen evidence of God transforming you into a new person? How have you seen the Holy Spirit producing good fruit in your life? We can read about some of that fruit in Galatians 5:22 and 23. Consider taking a moment to thank God for this. Now, if you want to learn more about knowing and trusting Jesus, see page 104 of the printed Unlocked devotional, or go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus there in the menu. What old sinful habits do you still struggle to shed? Sometimes these will be lifelong struggles, but we're not alone. Jesus loves us completely, and he has already secured our forgiveness through his own death and resurrection. He invites us to come to him in our weakness and receive his strength. Read about that in 1 Corinthians 10:13, 2 Corinthians 12:9, and Hebrews 4:14 through 16. Consider taking some time in prayer, bringing your struggles to Jesus and thanking him for his forgiveness. You can ask him to help you shed these sins and walk forward in his good ways. Now, as you and I can read in Colossians 3, 9 and 10, do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Ephesians 4, 20 through 24, Colossians 3, 8 through 14, and Hebrews 10, 10 through 14 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. And do you feel like your walk with the Lord is struggling a little bit? Maybe it's just your summer schedule throwing off your usual devotional habit? I want to encourage you to join our summer reading program as motivation to pick up your Bible and the Unlocked devotion every day. There's prizes to win in July and August, so head over to unlocked.org/summer to learn more. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, diving into what God's mercy is and how you can share it with other people. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.